Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 57. What's up, guys? Welcome to this week's episode, and today's show is absolute fire. We are joined by celebrity trainer Ron Boss Evelyn. Ron is a trainer for Kevin Hart, who is one of the funniest guys I've ever listened to, comedian, actor. Ron is an extremely knowledgeable guy. I'm going to link all his social media links in the show notes below, so make sure you go and check out some of his pages, such as his Instagram page. There's so much valuable content there. But today's show, as I mentioned, is absolute fire. There's so much valuable content that you can take from today's show, and I'm extremely excited to get into it. As you can probably tell from my voice, today's episode was a big one. We tried to link it up for a while and we finally got it done. So massive thank you to Ron for joining us, but I hope you guys enjoy the show. The audio quality is a little bit down because we recorded it via FaceTime, but the content is just ridiculous. So enjoy the show. I'm going to stop talking and let's get into it. All right, guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. And as I mentioned, we're extremely lucky to be joined by our special guest today, Ron. Thanks so much for joining us on the show, man.
Yeah, man, glad to be here. You know, you call me Ron, most people are going to know me by Boss, though. No intention behind it.
Boss it is for the rest of the podcast, then. Mate, to kick things off, I'd love you to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, what you do, also how you got started in the industry. That's amazing, man. Obviously touring the world with, you know, the likes of Kevin Hart, like it's a huge achievement. So what I wanted to find out is, how do you actually define fitness? Like, what is your definition of fitness? Yeah, guys, and I'm going to link all of Boss's social media stuff inside the show notes, so make sure you check out his Instagram if you're not following him already. Extremely awesome account. All right, man, so I want you to tell us how the opportunity to work with Kevin come about. Like, were you working with someone else that was kind of was friends with Kevin already, or how did that come about?
Since I was 18, even when I left LA, I mean, I've had other barbers, but this guy was cutting cut my hair. I was training Neo, and Neo and Kevin were really close friends, and an opportunity presented itself, and I trained Kev a few times, and Neo, I had got Neo to a point of, like, super fit, and it was an opportunity. Kev just, he saw the benefits and wanted to see how that life was, and he explored that journey with me, and it was always about a bigger movement than ourselves, and we've been able to expand.
Yeah, and obviously with Kevin traveling the world so much and the schedule that he has, what type of training style do you guys focus on? Is it just getting moving every single day? Is there anything in particular? Is he, you know, does he work on gaining muscle mass, or is it just kind of get the heart rate up for, you know, whatever time he has available? Yeah, that's amazing. And do you guys do most of your training in the gym or outdoors, or whereabouts do you guys train most often? Yeah, and for those that follow you on Instagram, we'll kind of know that you train, you know, very much like an athlete. But is there a specific way that you like to train yourself? Is there a goal that you have in mind for your own self at the moment? Definitely, and I wanted to also talk about nutrition. So, obviously for yourself, obviously for Kevin, and for any of your other clients, what is your outlook on nutrition, especially when someone's traveling as much as what Kevin is and what you are? You know, how do you approach your nutrition? Yeah, that's some really good advice, guys. For those that are listening, that is some unreal advice, and it kind of leads me into the question that I wanted to ask next anyway. And that is, you know, I'm an online coach, I'm a personal trainer, and I get a lot of people that come to me that want to completely change their life through health and fitness. So, what's your best advice for someone that wants to, you know, transform their body, whether it be completely changing their training, just even stepping foot into the gym for the first time? What's your best advice? Yeah.
And really build it out for yourself. And you can be disappointed in yourself if you're not reaching yourself. You have to be your own worst critic. I think those are great tools. And I think, you know, I'm getting ready to launch my own online program and preparing for that. And it's a lifestyle plan. You know, I have people that I did a case study with, and some succeeded and some didn't, you know. But it is a level of discipline. But it all starts in the mindset. Those 16 people that I took that really took it on, they literally were mentally prepared for it way before it ever happened. So it was a 28-day program to kickstart your lifestyle, you know, to kickstart where you ultimately wanted to be. So that's really where it starts for me. And that's why I think trainers should really be fair to their clients and be fair to the people reaching out to them, because we are a coach. They are looking to us for motivation. It is our responsibility to make sure that, you know, that our clients don't feel bad about the things that we're tempted with every day. We should also try to teach them discipline, but at the same time, we should also be realistic with our clients and help them understand that it's all about lifestyle balance.
Yeah, that's amazing advice. Amazing advice, guys. Really taken on board. There's a lot of value out of what Boss just said then. All right, man, if you had 30 minutes to go into the gym and get something done, what exercises would you do if you only had 30 minutes? Yeah, definitely. And are you based out of LA? Is that where you're based usually?
Yes, I am based out of LA. I'm from Houston, Texas, but I am based out of Los Angeles.
And whereabouts do you usually train in LA? Awesome. And you mentioned before about the online programs, but is there anything in particular that kind of, you know, that you're looking to work towards in the future? Do you have any, what are your goals for the future?
Oh man, what do I have coming in the future?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's great advice. And something I was really keen to ask you is, what do you see in Kevin that you don't see in other people that kind of you think that makes him as successful as what he has been?
Projects, and he literally, I sent him his workouts every day, and he was focused, committed.
Yeah, Yeah, that's awesome. And also, what advice do you have for an up-and-coming trainer? So someone, for example, in my position, or someone that's only just starting out, like literally just starting out in their kind of fitness journey, what advice would you give to someone? That's fantastic. All right, man, to finish things off, like as I mentioned before, extremely appreciative that you joined us today. But just to finish things off, I want to fire off a couple of quick questions. So firstly, what's your favorite meal?
Say it again.
What's your favorite meal? All right, man. What's your favorite movie?
Lean on Me or Coming to America.
Favorite place to travel to in the world?
Ibiza, Spain.
Nice.
Ibiza, yeah.
Any reason in particular? Last thing, man, what's your favorite muscle group to train?
Favorite
muscle group to train in the gym?
Core. I love working core, man. Core.
Got an exercise suggestion for us all?
I couldn't hear you.
Have you got an exercise suggestion for us all to try?
Try to get up to a 30-second L-sit.
L-sit. Very solid, very solid. Man, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, and I think the listeners will have got a ton of value out of today. So, as I mentioned, like thanks so much. I can't thank you enough. Not a problem in the world. And like I said, guys, all of Boss's social media links will be in the show notes. So make sure you jump down there and give him a follow and comment on some of his stuff on Instagram and the rest of his social media.
On every post comment.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, mate, and I'll hopefully have you on again at some stage.
Hey, same to you, man. Best of luck with you and everything that you're doing. Continue to go forward. Continue to grind, man. And if there's anything I can do to help you, let me know, all right?
Will do, man. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day. All right, guys, what an episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Really appreciate you listening to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. If you aren't subscribed already, make sure you hit that button. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And as I said, hit that subscribe button to make sure that every single week you get the newest episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast straight to your phone. Leave a review if you found today's episode helpful, or if you've listened to some of the past episodes and you've taken some valuable content away. Hope you're having a fantastic day, and I look forward to chatting to you again in next week's episode.